Hello and welcome to a particularly cheerful edition of the Tragic Rugby League Report for at least one of the panelists tonight, particularly me. My name is Declan Patchin, and I am joined by fellow Tragics panelist James Rutkin. How's it going, Rutkin?
Oh, you know it's bad when you're starting to get jealous of the Tigers fan base. You know that's when your club's hitting a new low. But mate, congratulations! What the hell, 66? I was just simply not expecting that.
I know, me neither. I was literally gobsmacked because we just kept running in tries.
and
my dad would just
some
like
people were really good too.
Yeah, and we're just like my dad, who I was with, like, maybe we should save all these points for next week as well. You know, split it 30. By 30, so we scored 30 points next week. But yeah, it was just amazing. It was I think it's one of those games that you'll probably just remember for like the rest of your life for being a Tigers fan, I would say.
Yeah, that's amazing. So that was the highest points the Tigers have scored in a game ever, was it?
Yeah, I think it, like Magpies and Balmain as well. Like, I'm
pretty
sure. Yeah.
Damn, yeah, that must feel so good.
Yeah. But well-being check, how are you after the Bulldogs game?
It's just a bit of same old for me, you know? It's just predictable. It's such a bad feeling, like, when your team is up and you're like, we're not going to win this. We have been up at halftime every game since round three or round two.
Mm.
We've been leading at halftime. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I think it was crazy as well because, like fair enough that the first Matt Burton bomb, that was just terrifying. Like, I think I would have shot myself for that one. But I think the second one was just very, you know, diffusible.
Just briefly on that, I listened to the press conference and someone asked Holbrook about that and he didn't confirm it, but it sounded like it was something that he had coached the team to not do, to not try and catch them and to let them bounce. So I don't know if that was just some bad coaching there, but yeah,
From a fan's perspective, I would rather like you just knock the ball on, because then like you're knocking it forward away from the other team. You know what I mean? Like if you let it bounce, you're just inviting disappointment into your life, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. You need to try and contest those.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I won't put your feet to the torch for too long. We'll move on to Origin now. That's the good thing about NRL is that if your team lost this weekend, literally no one cares because Origin team has been named.
Yeah.
So we'll start with New South Wales because obviously we're from Sydney. So a very controversial team being named, to say the least. A few curveballs have been named from what was expected. So we'll start at 1-17. So obviously number one, Tedesco, not very surprising. Wings, Adel Carr, Brian Toto, Latrell Mitchell, Tom Dvojevic in the centres, Jerome Luai, 6, Cleary, 7, Io at lock, Hudson Young at 12, Tyson Frizzell with on the other back row, Haas, Coruscant, and Panga Jr. to make the front row, then Paulo Murray, Martin Hines to round off the bench, and Yudi Kamanu as 19th man because I think Campbell Graham's pulled out for injury, so I'm not sure who the official 18th man is anymore, but I've heard Brayley from the Sharks has been added, so it might be him. So we'll break it down in a little bit more detail. First of all, what were your initial reactions to seeing this team?
It sort of immediately went straight to Tevita Pangai Jr. being the starting prop. The starting prop, not even off the bench, he's starting. But yeah, obviously you'd have to feel for people like Campbell Graham not being picked. I'm not sure what else they really could have done. Zach has refused to come on the pod tonight. Is that disgusted with Brad Fittler's decision?
He's not happy.
Interesting, To'o and Josh Adokar as the wingers. If this was a few years ago, I'd be really excited. But just knowing what you want from your Origin wingers, I feel like we're lacking in size a little bit. Tommy Turbo, I feel like we all knew at the back of our heads he was just going to be selected after he decided to really turn it on against the Raiders. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to unpack from this team, but overall, I think that I'm relatively happy with the lineup. I think we'll be able to compete.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, like, when you think of the New South Wales Blues, they've got so much depth that it just seems to crack that team. You have to play like at least two full seasons of consistent, really good NRL footy. But Tahir Banga Jr., I think he's played something like 4 or 5 games this year for the Bulldogs. Didn't have a great year last year in his first season with at Belmore. So there's no doubt he's a very talented player, but it's just so strange. It seems to go against like everything that the Blues have kind of like taken into consideration when they've picked new players before. So that's going to be really interesting to see. I was telling you, I think we were talking yesterday, and it's like he's probably immoral to get sent off for Sin Bin at one point in the game, I reckon. What do you reckon? Oh,
absolutely. Like, or at least in the series, just him and Flegley, you just know there's going to be something. And this has been commented on a lot, that Jake Turbo being injured, is it calf or hamstring that he's got?
It's some sort of lower leg injury, yeah.
Yeah, so he's out, and then you're replacing him with a complete opposite type of player, which I think is really interesting. I think Tavita will certainly leave it all out there. I don't know that much for sure. He's not going to not try. It is a little annoying, all the stuff resurfacing about his Queensland comments from a few years ago, because you would just simply never see that come up with the from like a Queensland player, someone playing for Queensland saying that they wish they played for New South Wales growing up. But yeah. I guess, like, if it works off, it could be a master ploy, but we'll have to see. I'm a bit iffy about how long he'll play for. If it'll be like, I'm imagining he'll play like 20 minutes and just be told to go ballistic.
Because you saw him play against the Titans. You were there in person. Was there anything that you saw that really stood out for you from that game with him?
Oh, he stands up to bullies. That's that. I know that much for sure. Like, he always stands up to Tino and like...
And Tanner Boyd.
He certainly could cause a few headaches for the Maroons. I just have a feeling that they're going to be told at camp to get under his skin, because every single person on the opposing 17 is going to know that he has a brain explosion in him if he's provoked.
Yeah. At first, I think I was very shocked by this, and I hope Zach's listening right now, and I hope this triggers him a little bit. But I just remember that Penrith game where he was like, when he was at Penrith for like half a season, and he just came on and he just got under the skin of the entire Melbourne Storm forward pack, and that just set the tone for the rest of the game. I think he only played like 20 minutes that game, which was interesting. So I could see a very similar role where it's just like, as you said, he just comes on really high intensity, kind of, you know, is that enforcer kind of player, because he is an extremely talented athlete, there's no doubt. And, you know, it feels like we kind of jumped back in time to 2018 when he was just one of the best forwards in the comp, to be honest. And yeah, like, if you told me then he wouldn't play Origin until now, I would have been pretty surprised. But his career's just kind of stagnated a little bit. But yeah, starting him as well, that's a big call by Brad Fittler. And as you said, he's a very different player to Jake Trbojevic. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. But, you know, they've got to live and die by the performances, don't they, with these selections, especially for game one, which we've traditionally struggled with, haven't we?
I just love hearing, because there's been a few surprise selections in both teams, right? And you look at Billy Slater and the way he answers, he's such a politician and he answers so well. It's like, yeah, well, we've gone ahead with the decision that we think is best for the team going forward. I'm like, oh, perfect, Billy. And then you look at Joey and he's like, oh yeah, it's a gamble, isn't it? Jeez.
I love gambling.
Yeah, love gambling. Sports to gamble safely. It's like, my goodness.
That's so funny. But we'll just try and, because obviously I feel like with the Blues, there's a lot of kind of curly selections, but I assume you kind of mentioned it with Turbo Trbojevic. Like, obviously, he scored 3 tries against the Raiders, and I think that was probably sealed his selection. And I what do you reckon of this hot take? I feel that if I'm a Queensland supporter, I would rather New South Wales select Campbell Graham than Tom Trbojevic, just really because Tom Trbojevic is potentially more of a scary player to defend. What do you think of that?
I guess that makes a lot of sense. It depends on, at the end of the day, they need to make the team that is going to be the hardest to beat. They need to make the put out the 17 that the opposition will struggle the most to handle. And sometimes someone could probably be more deserving of it or in better form. But just if you just have the genetics and the strength and the speed of Tom Trbojevic, that's kind of always going to be selected ahead of a Campbell Graham. I mean, you could say that, but at the moment, could you also argue that a Campbell Graham would be more intense than a Josh Adokar coming back from a leg injury?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. But I don't know. I think you could I just feel like I'm a very like big believer in like picking the position that you play club footy, you play in Origin. Like obviously they haven't done that with Trbojevic and Latrell, but like they basically won the series with those two. So I feel like they're the exception. So I would be a little bit worried if Campbell Graham, who has played centre for like so long, then moved to the wing. And that'd probably be the same for Stephen Crichton, because there were some rumours that he might get that wing spot. So I don't understand what you mean. Like, they're all big bodies. It'd be really good out of yardage. And Josh Adokar, that's not really his go-to in terms of his yardage game. He's more of an impact player with his speed and finishing. So it is annoying, but I just feel like there was no one else really, you know, thumping down the door for that wing spot, if that makes sense. So I reckon don't overthink the room with that one, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point that you say. It's like stick with players that play in that position at club footy, except for the outliers in Latrell and Tom Turbo.
Yeah, but like you can't like you're not going to pick Latrell. Like you're gonna find a place in the team for him, don't you reckon?
Oh, for sure. You can't. He would be crucified for not putting Latrell in at center.
Okay. All right. So let's just move on. So Appy Corse out hooker over Damien Cook, and no specialist hooker on the bench, with Nicol Hines being the utility player.
Was it you that told me that apparently Cameron Murray has been seen practicing nine at training?
Well, so yeah, I'd heard Brad Fittler speak about that in past Origin camps, that he has trained at nine, but he confirmed on an interview that Nicol Hines will be playing nine off the bench. So yeah, it won't be Murray.
Well, Hines will be playing nine.
Yeah, well, yeah, he'll come on, because Appy's only really plays, I think he averages like 60 minutes at the moment, right. But he's not 80 minutes.
So to answer your question, I'm very happy for Appy. I think he deserves it over Cook. I do think that Cook, each year he's getting ever so slightly worse at club level, but just a little bit more of a decline at Origin level. I wasn't particularly impressed with him last year. And I think Appy at the moment is more capable of a big series.
Yeah, he's been amazing for us, to be honest. And, you know, he had such a specialist, but really important role at Penrith. But I feel like at the Tigers, like he's just had to do so much more. So he's really like taken along a lot more responsibility. And it's just, I think he deserves to be picked for Origin. I would have carried two hookers, to be honest. But yeah, Nicol Hines, I mean, like he's a class player. What do you think about Hudson Young getting an Origin spot? Because obviously Frizzell's been there, done that. So it does make sense from an experience point of view. And I think Fittler's went back to kind of what he knows, with the majority of this team playing in 2021 when they absolutely smashed Queensland. So, but what do you think of Hudson Young and what he'll bring to the team?
I think he's excellent. I think he's one of those blokes that's built for Origin. And I think he should have been selected last year, maybe off the bench. And I think he's been really, really good for the Raiders. Maybe not the opening few rounds of the season. He was a bit cold, but he's warmed up really well. And I don't think he's going to leave anything out there. I think he's going to be fantastic for us.
Yeah, you were a little bit unsold on Liam Martin.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't appreciate the great things about Liam Martin, to be honest. I watch him and I know that he's tough and he tackles hard, but is he just a workhorse? Is that the appeal of Liam Martin? Is just somewhere out there that'll just keep working?
I think he's got a bit of impact on him as well, because he has come off the bench a few times for Penrith, but I do think there's some argument there that he should be starting, because, you know, he's probably, as you said, he's not that like big, robust second rower that can come and, you know, break 10 tackles and score a try. But he has a gun and he's played for Australia. So, you know, and it's weird as well, because you've got Paulo, who's a big unit, and then Murray, Martin, and then Hines as a utility. So you don't really have that second big bopper on the bench, do you? Because like Murray, like he's a middle forward, but he's not like huge. And then Martin's an edge. So it's a strange makeup of the bench for me, but it's interesting though. I think Murray, I hope we see more of him in the middle as opposed to an edge for the Blues, because like that's where he's at his best at South Sydney.
Definitely. What are your thoughts on Paulo coming off of the bench? Do you think that that's a good option?
Well, I don't know. I probably would have started Jude Panga Jr. from the bench, to be honest, because Paulo's one of those guys. He's just so fat. He could play big minutes starting, but, you know, he's just so, like, such a damaging runner, I suppose. So you could probably play him anywhere and he'd be effective. But I would have started him and Pass, him and Payne Haas.
I would have picked Clemmer, had Clemmer start with Haas, and then had Paulo and Pangai coming off the bench.
Yeah, like David Clemmer, he just deserves it. Like, he hasn't had a bad game all season for us, but I think he's probably been robbed out by Brad Fittler. But it is frustrating because I think Zach said in the chat, it's probably five guys that, like, you know, on form, probably you would have thought would have been ahead of Peter Pangai Jr. But, you know, we're not the team selectors, so.
Definitely. It's interesting. So Stefano is going to be picked over Clemmer.
No, so he's 19th man. So, but they usually do that, like, with young players. So they want them to come and experience the camp because they think they'll play in the future. Not necessarily play.
If next game they wanted to make a change, they're not necessarily bringing Stefano in.
No.
Okay. That's interesting because if you jump over to Queensland, they've got Welch at 19.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's say jump over to Queensland. That was a great segue. So
coming over to the 19th man.
Yeah. So yeah, at fullback Walsh, 5-2 Laggy, Oluwanga Kobo, Valentine Holmes and the Hammer in the centers, Munster, Cherry Evans in the halves, Carrigan, Gilbert and Fafita to round out the back row, then Collins, Hunt, Flegler in the front row, and then Grant, Tino, Cotter and Arrow to round out the bench, and then Welsh is the 18th man. So it looks like that pick and stick for the Queenslanders has been thrown out the door. What do you reckon about this team?
I reckon, first of all, yeah, fuck off about the pick and stick thing. That's so annoying. Just they can't continue to be like, oh, we're loyal, and then just do this. So you're not anymore. And that's fine. It's good. You need to pick based off form sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I like Reece Walsh playing. I think that I honestly think that if they had Ponga or Walsh playing, it would much of a muchness. They're both going to be really good. I think I personally don't love the Hammer being picked over Gagai, but, you know, Billy Slater's a much smarter man than I am, so I'm sure he has some reasoning for it. The Hammer has been in really good form, but he hasn't even been playing center, so I'm interested to see how that'll go. Especially defensively against Turbo and Latrell. I feel like we might have a bit of success down that center.
Yeah, with Ponga, I feel like he was just such a risk at this point that you would probably need to carry someone who could play fullback just in case, you know, with his concussions.
That's fair. I think it makes sense. I mean, this season, Reece Walsh has had the better season than Ponga. So I think that makes sense.
But Ponga has played so well in Origins before. Like, he as an Origin player.
Yeah, but I think Billy's probably made the right choice at this stage.
Yeah, I think he's made the safe choice, absolutely. Because, one, as we said about the concussions, but two, he hasn't really even played fullback this season. And he's only played, like, four or five games this season? So, like, you know. So, yeah, I just think it must have been, like, just a bit of a risk for me. And Walsh has been playing so well. I do think there is a bit of an opportunity for New South Wales to pepper Walsh a little bit because he's not the biggest guy in the world. And I think the Bunnies had a really good go at doing that when they played them up at Suncorp. And I think that'll probably be the blueprint because, you know, Origin is played between the 240s. It's a kind of a bash-a-thon. And I think Ponga, because he was just, like, he's pretty big for a fullback, not massive or anything, but, like, he did pretty well with the character. And I think there's going to be big pressure on Walsh to kind of replicate that.
Yeah, I think so too. One pick I don't agree with at all was Talagi.
Yeah.
I really think they could have picked someone else there. He hasn't really done much this season. I feel like that pick is entirely based off of last season.
Yeah, I think that I was kind of, because I was thinking, because I saw that, like, some of the options, like Philip Sammy, he's been playing really well for the Titans. And I kind of thought, like, oh, like, too laggy. He kind of He played for Australia last year. He played well for the Maroons when he got the chance. So I kind of understand it. But yeah, I thought he was terrible against the Tigers, and I thought he might have played himself out of a Maroons jersey there.
Yeah, I thought so too. But yeah, like when your next call up is Philip Sammy, no disrespect, I love Philip Sammy, but if that's your next call up for Origin, I can see why Billy's like, you know what, we're going to keep you in.
Oh wow, well, I didn't think that's where you were going to go with that.
I just like Philip Sammy played Origin before, and I think he's one of those people that can be like whose ceiling is like a really good club player, but I don't think he's an Origin player. Would you, as a New South Welshman, looking at Philip Sammy taking a hit up, would you be like, oh no, what's going to happen now?
I mean, like, he's been playing really well. Like,
playing really well, but he plays sort of off the cuff, and he often, like, he likes to run sideways and sort of step around and create space, but Origin isn't about that. Like, you're not going to get all that space in Origin. You need to create it yourself with strength, basically.
That's true, yeah. And obviously, like, the incumbent's always going to have the inside track as well, so I understand it from that perspective. But just as a Titans fan, like, well, so what do you think of Fifita starting, and why will this be different from his last stint in the Maroons jersey, which was 4 years ago, apparently?
4 years, really?
Yeah.
Was that since he started or even off the bench?
No, apparently his last game for the Maroons was when we absolutely towed him up. Maybe it was three. It's been quite a while, though. It's not like he was picked last year.
It has been a while. I don't know. It was four. It has been a long time.
It could be three.
It is a different Fifita that we're seeing play now. He's completely changed his game this season and is way more focused on work ethic and doing tough runs and tough tackles than he is doing an X-factor play. Mm. As a Titans fan, you see him involved for the entire game, and it feels like he's one of the players that has his hands on the ball more than anyone else, which is really good to see. He is only young, and he's going to get better and better. And I think that he's a fantastic X factor for the Maroons. And keeping in mind that Kaufusi also got suspended as well, which was very untimely, I think, yeah, he absolutely played his way into this, and I think he's going to give the Blues a lot of headaches.
Mm. All right. Yeah, besides that, for the Maroons, it's not too many surprises. I think the game will probably be won and lost when Harry Grant comes on the field. Like, if he comes on and, like, New South Wales, it's like a bit of an arm wrestle, I do feel that Harry Grant, he'll come on and just split the switch for the Maroons. So it's so important that the Blues start quickly, so that's nullified. But so obviously we'll do a more of a preview of the game next Tuesday. But, like, just quickly, what are you kind of leaning towards just from the team sheets here?
We do seem to play quite well at the neutral venues. It's really hard to say. I have a feeling it'll be close. I think it'll be quite low scoring. I'm at the moment going to be predicting like a 14-10 Blues win. What do you think?
I think that it's so funny how I asked the question, but I haven't really put any thought into it myself.
You know what's funny is game one is always the hardest to predict because you haven't seen what the teams look like yet. Games two and three will be way easier to predict, I reckon.
I think the Maroons will win this. I just think that they have the better team on paper. I think there's a lot of question marks with the Blues, but I'm happy to be proven wrong because, you know, the Tigers actually have a player in the team this year. So,
yeah, so true. Change of
pace. First time since 2017. So, yeah.
No way. Was that off in Gowie, was it?
No, so, like, we've had, like, Queensland players, but, like, the first time a Blues player been picked in the team.
2017, then, so who was that?
It was Tedesco and Woods.
Oh, true. Far out. Forget Tedesco was with you guys.
Yeah, well, we actually made him who he was, and then he left. So.
Wow. Do you know who the last Blues Titans player was?
It's good, Trevor. Is it Jamal Edwards?
No, it was the almighty Greg Bird.
Oh, yeah. I love Greg Bird. He was a great Origin player, wasn't he?
He's such a great Origin player. It was so good. I remember one time him and Nate Miles were on, like, they, like, ran at each other, and they, like, intended on hurting each other during Origin. And they both ran into each other head first, and they both got concussions. Then they both missed the next week's game. And I'm like, fuck, boys. That's stupid.
That's why it's called mate v mate.
Yeah, it is. That is mate v mate right there.
I just remember, like, Anthony Watmore, Paul Gallen, Greg Bird, just against the immortality of Queensland. But they were just, like, the grubbiest, just like grittiest, toughest guys, and like they just pushed them to so many game threes, but they just didn't really have that class. But they were Origin Warriors, I reckon, those guys.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like if you don't win an Origin series, you're not considered to be like an immortal of such in Origin terms. But yeah, we played like really well in a lot of those series that should have been 3-0.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I think that will come to the end for part one. I'll come back with part two just to kind of go over some tips for this week of footy, even though there is a bye. But I think we're off now, aren't you, Rutkin?
We are. I've got places to be, things to do. I'm going to go check on Zach, see how he's feeling.
I don't think Kieran Foran's hammy is going to massage itself, so I'll let you go.
Oh, yeah, mate. Mate, these hands can fix anything.
So just to end the podcast, I thought I'd just do some tips of the week and just my initial reaction to this round of footy. Obviously, pre-Origin, so there's a few teams with the bye, 7 teams to be exact. So not as much footy this weekend, but should still be good. So Dolphins, St. George, Illawarra Dragons at up in Brisbane, KO Stadium. Dolphins slight favourites here. The line is a bit interesting because, you know, I thought the Dragons, even though the Roosters are struggling, I thought they did quite well to get that win last week. And I think they've beaten the Dolphins in this corresponding game at the start of the season when it was their home game. So obviously a lot's changed since then. But I think I'm gonna go with the outsiders here. I'm gonna tip the Dragons, I feel. All right. Moving on to the Parramatta Eels v the North Queensland Cowboys. Obviously, Offerin Galloway, it's been announced tonight that he will link up for a 3-year deal with the Parramatta Eels. I can't describe how sad I was when I saw him in that terrible edit of a Parramatta jersey. It looked really bad and it broke my heart. But I think the North Queensland Cowboys, I think it's safe to say that they've got a lot of work to do in terms of where they want to be compared to last season, because like I was at that game at Leichhardt and all their attention to detail, 1% efforts were just completely gone that game. Their line speed was terrible. Their intensity in defense was terrible. Their first contact in attack and defense was terrible. So I imagine that if they don't improve, I could see the Eels putting a big score in this game, to be honest. So I'm going to go the Eels with that one. All right. First game of Saturday. The New Zealand Warriors host the Brisbane Broncos without their Origin players in New Zealand. So I think for this reason, I think that's why the Warriors are such short price favourites for this one. And I'll probably back that as well. So, and then the second game of Super Saturday, it says Sydney Rabbitohs v the Canberra Raiders at Acor Stadium. Now, obviously, you know, Latrell or Murray for the Bunnies, no Harrison Young for the Raiders. So it's not like huge wholesale changes that are going to be put on both teams, but I think I'm going to check the Bunnies here. It's also really interesting because Campbell Graham has been pulled out his 18th man for Origin, but he's been named to play for the Bunnies this weekend. So I don't think that's going to go down very well with Brad Fittler, to be honest. And I think it's a little bit of an eyebrow raiser, that one. But yeah, I'm going to check the Bunnies anyway. All right. And then the only game on Saturday is the Newcastle Knights beat the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles. And obviously, the Knights are short price favourites for this one because Turbo is out of the game. DC is also out. And Kalen Ponga, you would expect some sort of response from him. He's back at fullback. Lachlan Miller dropped, which is, you know, a bit sad to see. But Tyson Gamble back on the team. Everyone's favourite wind-up merchant back in first grade. And then, so for it, looks like Cooper Jones has replaced Daly Cherry Evans, and Keo Weeks is playing fullback, replacing Turbo. So, yeah, it's going to be a really interesting game. I'm going to back the Knights for this one, though, because, yeah, obviously, when you lose your 7 and your fullback, it's a big ask. But Schuster, he was the best player on the field last week. So, if there are any chance of winning it, I think they're probably going to need a similar performance from him in that respect. And with that, thank you for joining us tonight. Hopefully, we'll be back on Tuesday next week for more of an in-depth Origin preview. Hopefully, we can nail Zach in for that because I'd love to get his opinion, even though he's a bit off the Blues at the moment. So don't be surprised if you hear some Queensland bias in his voice, because you're right, he definitely does want Queensland to win. But me and Rutkin will try and bring the objectivity back down a little bit. So thank you everyone for joining us. And as always, go the Tigers.